Welcome to E-Commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, rock stars. So today we have a very, very special guest. We've been with Oliver. I think we've been on my YouTube channel. And in Oliver's community, now we are in Facebook Ads Rockstars. So Oliver is a master of landing pages. He runs the Landing Page Guys, a company that helps entrepreneurs to create funnels, highly converting funnels, landing pages, helping them to get the most out of their like ad spend. So very excited to have Oliver here and pretty much share the knowledge that he's accumulated working with like hundreds of high caliber clients with us.
Appreciate, man. Yeah, thank you. What I'd love to do, because I know, like you said, like you've been in my group, I've been in your group and on the YouTube and stuff, but those ones are kind of pre-questions. So what I'd really love to do and encourage everyone to do is ask some questions to me here live. So if people are watching, we're here to basically answer any conversion rate optimization questions, anything about landing pages, funnels, websites. Any tips or practices that you need to know, principles around conversion rate optimizations. Don't be shy. If you have never asked a question on Facebook before, don't be shy. Get in the comments. In fact, to encourage you to do that, if this is okay with you, Alexander, I'm going to give away some prizes. Is that cool?
Yeah, definitely, my man.
Perfect. So what we're going to do is anyone who asks a question is going to get into a live draw here on this Ask Me Anything, live in the Rockstar group. And at the end, I'm going to ask Alex to pick at complete random the best question that was asked, and you're going to win our landing page template pack. Okay, so this is incredible value. We sell this at around about $1,200, and it's got every landing page you can think of in a pack. So it's got a sales page, a lead gen page, a multi-step page, pre-sale, advertorial, store, all of these pages that you can think of, highly optimized, in a pack, ready for you to go and use. So get your questions in, and we're going to give this away at the end of the live. So yeah, any questions regarding landing pages, funnels, optimization, I'd love to answer.
Awesome, man. Yeah, let's see if we have any questions. If we don't have, like, then I'll probably just ask, like, some questions of my
own. I know we've got, like, we did that video on your YouTube, and it was amazing the amount of people, like, we came with questions and stuff, and we've already had people, like, I think that was probably, what, like, 2-3 weeks ago? We've already had like people hit us up saying we implemented some of your changes and like our conversion rates lift up dramatically. So I love it. It's all
awesome,
good.
Man. Awesome. So I'll ask some questions of my own like that, I've had for you. So in terms of like conversion rates right now, like with all of the landing that you are saying, like how is this like kind of, the dividers and stuff, like how's that impacting? Is it like conversion rates gone up or down, or like what's typically happening with the offers right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we're primarily kind of talking about e-com side of things. That's what we kind of covered last time, but lead gen is very ripe as well at the moment. It depends what niche you're in. We're actually seeing like an increase in certain things. And if people are adapting and pivoting and doing things slightly different, then they will see an increase. However, obviously, I'm sure you realize, like a lot of stuff, people who dropship are having troubles, especially with fulfillment and stuff like that. But I've seen you like over the last few days share some amazing tips in the group of how people can go direct to suppliers and as opposed to people like AliExpress and these other kind of dropshipping platforms to get good delivery dates. But what we see and what we found really works at the moment is doing things like bundles and subscriptions. And the whole reason kind of reason these are doing so well behind that is because everyone's stuck at home. Everyone's kind of panicking. They don't know day to day what's going on in the world, how long they can still get the deliveries for, how long people are still going to be shipping things to their door. So if you can sell them as much as possible, they're going to take it. So we're doing some really cool things whereby our clients wouldn't have bundles on their page and we're adapting their pages to offer these sort of bundles. And they're selling really, really well because people are like, there's that fear factor that they're not going to get it. So one thing that we're introducing on a lot of consumer products, things that people need, for example, like supplements, fitness products, entertainment packages, all those kind of things, is you can do like a family bundle because the chances are most people are stuck at home. They're either with their like wife and kids or they're with their family. So these kind of family bundles with discounts are working really well. What's also working really well is subscriptions, because again, if you put some scarcity around the fact that you can only have certain map subscriptions, for example, like food services, like food delivery and stuff, over here in the UK, I don't know about wherever else, but if you aren't already subscribed to a food delivery service and you try and sign up now, they'll tell you, sorry, we're kind of fulfilled. We've got too much business sense. So put some fear factor behind that subscription and get people to sign up every month, especially if it's like a product that they need every month. But it depends what niche you're in. Luxury items are doing really well at the moment. Funny enough, people are stuck at home with some money to spend and they're spending it. Like clothing's doing really well, we're finding. But yeah, all the kind of products that people need when it comes to like food, drink. I think I told you last time, we're working with two beer companies right now. And they're basically delivering beer, because you go to a supermarket in the UK and there's no beer on the shelf because everyone's panic buying beer. It's mad. And obviously you have these like home deliveries, but you can't get a slot because everyone's booked them all up. So no one can get beer in the UK. So we're working with a few local breweries, and they're doing like this delivery service whereby they're bundling the crates of beer and they're selling, you know, 10, 20 crates at a time. So yeah, you just got to be a bit creative and adapt.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. I think we had like a first question. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So Andre, like he's in our team. So he's asking like, what software and tools you use to create custom pages? Are there some videos on YouTube, for example, we can watch and learn?
Yeah, 100%. So as far as software, we're very much bespoke. So we kind of touched on this before, and we touched on it quite a lot. Like landing page builders are great. Zipify is great on Shopify. Like that's probably the most common page builder on Shopify. It's a great software. However, what you'll find is they're very limited, and they're also very clunky. They're quite heavy, which means, you know, they take quite a while to load. The page speed's effective. It's effective of what you can do with the landing page. So they're great. They serve a purpose to prove a concept. But when you want to take it to the next level, you're far better off just going bespoke. So building a bespoke. Is that a beer, by the way, if you've got one of those deliveries? Oh, man. So, yeah, you're far better off.
It's like the water, and it's like only water. And there's like just natural sweeteners and stuff.
Nice. I thought we'd sold you one of our beer deliveries.
No, man.
I tried to target you. I wanted that testimonial, you know. We find that builders are great for a purpose, but when you've proven something's convert, you're going to get far better results and much better conversion rates building like a standalone static landing page, which you can integrate into things like Shopify. You just do it in your current theme, but you can make it dynamic, so you can edit things on the back end. But the kind of more raw you go, the better results you'll get as far as conversion rates, load time, and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, Zipify is a really good product. And as far as learning about landing pages, I'm going to do a little plug here, if that's okay. If you go to YouTube and type in landing page guys, our YouTube channel is growing rapidly at the moment. We upload probably 2-3 pages a week. We do live audits, which is a really nice thing. So people can join landingpagelab.com. And you'll be redirected to our free Facebook group, but we do these live audits. So every week we're asking people to submit their landing pages, and then we'll record a video in real time of us viewing your landing page and saying, this is where you can make improvements, and they're going really well.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
Another question. Another question like that. So which platform or software is best to create single landing pages for collecting leads?
So for lead gen, this one. Okay, cool. So again, honestly, like all the softwares are good. They all have their pluses and negatives. If you're going to use a landing page builder, again, I want to be very clear in saying that I don't advise you to use landing page builders. I feel you will always get better results building something outside of a builder for the very reasons that I've kind of just said. However, I understand why people do use landing page builders. And if you're going to use one, the only one that we feel will get you the best results is a builder called Convertery. If you go to internetmarketingdeals.com, there's a deal on there for 12 month subscription for like $200. Like, it's so cheap. I don't know why, but it's an amazing deal. So definitely go to internetmarketingdeals.com, get that conversion deal.
Is it like similar to ClickFunnels and stuff, like drag and drop?
Yeah, it's very, very similar. Yeah, drag and drop, similar interface. The one thing that stands out for Convertry, and why I say Convertry over things like ClickFunnels, Instapage, Unbounce, there's so many of them now, Landingy, is because they focus on load speed. And you and I know, having had this conversation 3-4 times already, like load speed is everything. So the faster your page loads, when you scale traffic, the more conversions you're going to get. I can't stress how important load speed is. And that's why we kind of say don't build these builders. But if you're going to, have a look at internetmarketingdeals.com and pick up the conversion deal.
How much is that once again?
I think it's $297 for the year.
Oh, really?
It's normally like $99 a month, but we managed to secure a really good deal with the guys. I know the guy. It's a guy called Andrew from the UK. Andrew Fletcher. He's a nice, great guy. And yeah, it's if you're going to use a builder, or if you want to do that whole journey, as I said, you know, grab a builder to prove a concept, then utilize a team like ours or someone else. You know, I'm not here to sell, I'm here to give value, but that's the way I would go. I would personally use Convertry and then kind of take it from there. But yeah, don't forget to ask your questions, guys. Like we said, we're giving away a free landing page template package. It's our highest ever converting landing pages, all bundled up, and Alex is going to pick the best question at the end of this live to give that to. So ask your question, anything about conversion rates optimization, funnels, landing pages, I'm here to help.
Cool. Another question. So how many variations of a lander do you split test to find a winner? If I'm getting a lander creating by a third party company, how would you know they did a good job? Very good question.
Yeah, really good question. That's two very different questions in one question as well. So I'll address the first one. The second one about how would you know if they do a good job. Honestly, I'm biased to my agency, of course. However, we've been doing this for 7 years now. So, you know, we work in a business whereby if I build you a landing page and it doesn't convert, you're not going to come back. You're also not going to tell anyone positively. You might tell some people negatively, especially when you run these big groups. So I would advise that you work with someone with a history of working with people like Alex, people like Tim Bird, people like these kind of well-known guys who have groups. Because if I do a page for Alex, for example, and it's bad, you probably wouldn't put me on this live, or, you know, you're not going to share that experience with your users. So I would find someone who's trusted, who's built, who has a background. And the one thing you also want to do, I'm not plugging our service, if you want to use someone else, is I would still go and watch our videos on YouTube, because we will tell you what a good landing page consists of, and we'll tell you what elements to look out for. So when you look at one of our competitors or someone else, a designer's portfolio, you can actually say, like, well, okay, there's no testimonial above the fold, or there's no clear call to action, or there's no value proposition, or you can run their landing pages on their portfolio through Pingdom or GT Metrics and see if they load quick. So there's lots of like things that you would do. I would just do some research, get their portfolio link and have a look, because you have to remember, this is a conversion game. It's not a web design game. So this is the strap line that we have in our landing page lab. And it's web design is an art form. Landing page design is a science. And it's true, like, break that down. Web design is all about something looking good. Of course, it's about functioning and all that good stuff as well. But web design really is about something looking nice. Now, anyone can make a website look nice. There's hundreds of designers. You know, I don't laugh, but we see some other designers share their portfolio in the Facebook groups and stuff and say, look, we're amazing landing page designers. And we have to kind of like hold back, because I'm like, well, yeah, it might look really nice, but it's not going to convert. And you know, you want to tell people that, but you know, I don't want to get in any gang wars, but I just think you have to be careful, do your research, run their pages through some of the tests like pingdom.com, like GT Metrics, like W3C validation to see if it's got clean validated code. Have a look at the principles on the page. Do their portfolio links just look good, or do they look like the conversion focus? And if they look like the conversion focus, then go and do that. I can't remember what the first part of that question was. Sorry, I've skipped straight to the second part. Can you remember what that first part?
Yeah, I mean, the question has disappeared.
Oh, okay.
For some reason. Can I see the question?
Hey, Kim. Good to see you on here, by the way.
Cool. Okay. So what lead magnets are working better for your clients to include in landing pages? I know it depends on the industry, et cetera.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does depend on the industry. One thing I would say is we don't advise using lead magnets with an offer. So like, it's fine adding a lead magnet as like a bonus. So like a bundle to your sales product. Mm-hmm. But when you have two separate things on a landing page, it's that whole science behind, like, if you give people two choices, they won't pick one. Like, keep it simple, stupid. So I wouldn't ever have like a lead magnet plus a sales. For example, I wouldn't have a, let's take like a fitness product, for example. So let's take like some weights, some dumbbells. I wouldn't ever have like dumbbells plus how to use the dumbbells and do them separately on your landing page. So I wouldn't have like opt in for the ultimate guide to how to use dumbbells or buy the dumbbells now. Like that just confuses people and it's actually killing your conversion rates. What you want to do is have buy the dumbbells, get this free guide of how to use the dumbbells. Mm. Like, so we sometimes see people do that wrongly. Especially in things like, we had a client recently who did photography, professional photography. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to lead at the top with this free photography book, how to take professional shots by yourself with your iPhone or whatever it may be. And there's an opt-in form. But I said to him, like, what's your ultimate goal? Is it to sell the product or is it to give away mm-hmm. this free guide to get emails? Because you might get some emails, but the quality of the lead is going to be very poor and people probably won't buy. Like, you really want to sell. And the second we added that as a value to the sale, as opposed to a lead magnet with a sale, mm-hmm. his conversion rate shot up. So I would just recommend not getting them confused. But yeah, as far as lead magnets, obviously, if you're just doing opt-in pages, then things like ebooks, guides really work. People tend to gravitate towards the year. So like top 10 things to do in 2020 or, you know, within your niche. So top fitness exercises in 2020 or top affiliate mm-hmm. marketing tips in 2020, top conversion rate tips 2020. Like, so always stick the year on the end. But you just want to add some value. It's exactly that. But I would never confuse the two.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So people ask, like, what's a YouTube channel?
If you just go to YouTube and type in landing page guys, it should come up. But the URL is youtube.com/user/landing page guys. There's loads of videos on there, or just join us inside the landing page lab at landingpagelab.com and you'll link to it in the first step. But keep the questions coming in, guys. I want to get loads and loads of value on this. It's not all about landing page guys. This is about giving you some free value. Any questions about conversion rate optimization, funnels, landing pages, websites, whatever it means, you know, paid traffic, that's what we're kind of experts in. So I just really want to help some people. And we're going to pick one winner. So one of you who asks a question is going to win our landing page templates for free, which Alex is going to pick at the end. So keep those questions coming.
Yeah, definitely, guys. For immune system booster, so Charles is asking, for immune system booster supplements, that's a Mercer-Done. Paid ads, but has already made 7 figures in organic sales. What recommendation can you share for landers pre-sale advertorials when sending paid traffic? Should I be concerned that conversions will be different when sending paid cold traffic versus having great conversion using referral warm traffic?
Yeah, I mean, the referrals, the lead conversion is going to be different as far as you're going to have to warm them up a bit more. It might take them, you know, Alex is probably the guy to answer that question on the ad side. Like, it might take them 5-6 clicks of an ad to go and actually make that decision. You might want to retarget them, especially on cold traffic. However, as far as the landing page, we still do advertorials, not as much as we used to, because you can effectively pre-sell people now on a landing page. The one thing I would definitely recommend to you, sorry, I didn't get your name or your post, but if you're still driving traffic to a store or you're driving traffic to a product page, then you really need to strip that out and build a dedicated direct response sales page for your product. There's never been, and don't take this the wrong way, but there's never been a better time to sell an immune system product. We're doing loads of at the minute supplements. You have to be careful, especially it's advancing every single day. And even last week, Facebook came out and said you can't mention COVID-19 or Corona or anything related to that on your landing pages anymore. which makes sense. However, you can still position your sales page to speak to that type of person who's going to be concerned about that. So mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with mentioning, you know, a flu repellent or something that keeps you healthy and fights off diseases. And that's why these products are doing so well at the moment. So if it was me, especially, I don't know if you are, but if you're driving traffic to a product or a store, product page or a store, rip that out, design a direct response, aggressive sales page, focus on those bundles. So focus on the family bundle, the subscription, put some scarcity on there that says we only have limited stock, opt in now to get your bundle, you know, every month, and angle your page not to mention COVID-19, but to mention the benefits of what this does. It fights disease, it fights flu, it keeps you immune from things. You know, these products are huge at the moment. So hopefully there's a few things in there that you're not doing that you can kind of pull out of this and do, definitely.
Cool. So Giz is asking, like, what are the most important elements for a landing page to convert?
Sure. One thing I would say is go and check Alex's YouTube channel, because we did a sick, maybe we can post it after this, but we did a sick interview about 3 weeks ago that broke down in a lot of detail exactly what you should have on there. But when it comes to a sales page or a landing page, a lead gen page, the principles are all the same. And I'm going to quickly run over a few things. I'm not going to go into detail on this video because we did that on the other video and that might take another hour, which is great. I'd rather do an hour of Q&A than kind of go into major detail because we've already done it. Mm-hmm. But the main point is, the big point is a page speed. Focus on page speed. Go to tools.pingdom.com. If your page doesn't load quickly, you're losing money. So the quicker the page loads, the more money you're going to make. So definitely go to tools.pingdom.com, optimize your page for page speed, compressor images, videos, all that good stuff. Second element is AIDA principle. AIDA stands for attention, interest, desire, action. Imagine your landing page is a piece of paper, split that into four equally, so half and then half again. This is how your landing page should be landed, laid out going down a flow. Attention, interest, desire, action. The desire section is really important, and that comes into the next point, which is social proof and trust proof. Make sure you have a testimonial above the fold. Anyone watching this doesn't have a testimonial above the fold, make sure you add one, because you're gonna make more money. It's a no-brainer. Trust proof is things like payment processor badges. So we've all seen it. You go to a store, most people hide them in their footer. Like it drives me crazy. Why have you got them down in the footer? People don't scroll that far. So by all of your buy buttons, you need those payment icons, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, American Express, whatever payments options you take, put them next to your buy buttons. Social proof, testimonials, above the fold, things like SSL subscription, money back guarantees, all those kind of things you need as well above the fold. And then there's a few other points, like just quirky things like trying emojis on buttons, they work. But I would say the most important things are following that AIDA principle, making sure it's optimized for page speed, make sure you have a very strong value proposition in your headline, subheadline, and bullet points above the fold. Mm-hmm. Because you've got literally like 3 seconds on average to get people's attention. Otherwise, they will just go off your page or won't scroll further. So that's the importance of it having to load very quickly and getting that value proposition above the fold. Really crucial. But go to Alex's YouTube channel. It's an incredible channel. There's a video if you scroll down. I think Alex is getting content out more than me. So there's probably about, 10 videos already since we went. But if you just scroll down, you'll find it. And we went into some cool detail.
Cool. Awesome. So we had a question, but it disappeared from Julian. So Julian was asking, like, so he's selling like a complicated electrical product.
Okay.
And so the product is like has many like different features and benefits. And so he was asking how to structure the landing page so it kind of like does not overwhelm the customer with too many like these, you know, features and benefits, but at the same time, you know, still communicates the main, like, you know, selling points and sells the product.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it actually is a point I should have brought up in the last question about the most important things, because one of the most important things is lead with benefits, benefits over features. So very cliche, but features tell, benefits sell. And that's exactly it. The way you should do this is above the fold, try not to pack it with too many features. The above the fold should be very benefit driven. So your headline needs to be benefit driven. I remember Alex on that live, we did the two examples of the iPhone and I love it. I use it all the time, but Apple do this really well. There's two ads. They're both holding an iPhone. And this one says the new 12 megapixel super zoom camera. This one says take pictures of your family that will last forever. And this one converts way better than this one because it's talking about that benefit. So take a look at your copy right now. It works really well with electricals because the trouble is with electrical products, you're absolutely right. Like people want to just talk about the benefits. Like all your suppliers are telling you is the benefit, sorry, the features. All your suppliers are telling you with the features, why it's better than the next one because this feature, that feature, it's got this new technology, blah, blah, blah. And then you tend to kind of mirror that on your landing page. And you shouldn't. You should talk about the benefits. So flip every feature to a benefit. That headline, that sub-headline above the fold should be benefit-driven. So should the bullet points. So if you imagine your page above the fold, you need a strong value proposition in the headline that's benefit-driven, a sub-headline, and then three or five bullet points that are, again, feature-driven, not benefit-driven. Then that interest section, the second section, should, again, be benefit-driven. So the top two sections need to be benefit-driven. Then you can get into a feature driven. And the way we like to do that is just doing it in one section. So you can see me in this screen here. Imagine this is like a scroll of a screen. Have the product in the middle and then have arrows pointing out like kind of like a diagram and zoom in on the different feature things. So like, let's imagine it's a phone. You have the phone in the middle and then you have little arrows pointing out to the features on the phone. So for example, here it would be like the camera and it would say about the feature, you know, the feature of the camera. Here it'd be the screen. It's got this screen protector, this. Here it'd be the button. It's got this, here's the battery. Like, so you can actually get all the features across in one nice visual thing by putting the product in the middle and then having all these things, features around. But either way, it's so tempting to be feature led. And I get it because you know, I'm a business owner. I always want to tell people about our features. But really, people don't care why we make landing pages. All they really care is that they make them more money, they save them time, and they can scale their ads.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome, man. Very good points. Very good points. So how would you go about trying to sell an ebook for beginners on the Beginner's Guide to Internet Marketing?
Yes. Okay. So trying to sell the ebook. Okay. That makes sense. Again, the principles on the landing page don't change. It's basically a sales page. So you need case studies, you need social proof. That's going to be really important on something like an ebook. So you need to make sure that you're, again, benefit driven. So you're not telling people that it has 10 pages. It has 20 pages on affiliate marketing, 10 on Facebook. It's more telling people, what they want to hear. So you take yourself back to when you started internet marketing. And what were the things that you were desperate to hear? And that's how your copy should be driven. You know, it should be more about this is going to save you time. It's going to save you money. I would really, really focus aggressively on the time aspect because most people, when they get into internet marketing, affiliate marketing, I did it myself. Like it will take them 3 to 4 years to be semi-successful or make money consistently. You know, they'll always dip in between different things. They'll try Facebook ads, they'll try YouTube, they'll then try starting a blog, then a forum. Like that's the typical journey. Like I've been in this space for now 10 years. I've seen it. Like my friends have done it. Like you have to fail at loads of things until you win at one. So I would focus on marketing that as the problem. Like you want to market the problem and then you're the solution. So what's the problem? The problem is that if you want to make money online, it's hard. Like don't bullshit, it is hard. It takes time and it takes money. So what are the benefits of your internet marketing guide that are going to they're going to fix these problems? Well, you're going to make it easier because you're going to walk people through real life scenarios of how you've done it. You're going to save them time because instead of taking 3-4 years for these people to do, you're going to summarize your 3-4 year experience into an ebook so they can save years, and you're going to save them money because in those 3 years they're going to spend so much money losing money to go and then make money. Like there's no such thing as an overnight success, right? Like people say it's an overnight success, but you've probably been doing this for 3-4 years losing money. I know I did. So that's how we've marketed it. Like go benefit driven, touch on the pain points, sell the problem and then sell yourself as the solution. So that really works well with especially info products, any info products. Sell the kind of solution to the problem, but market the problem, sell the solution. But all the principles that we talked about apply to any landing page. There's no difference between an ebook, a supplement, mm-hmm. a lead gen campaign, like all these principles apply. So go and watch that video on Alex's YouTube.
So market the problem, sell the solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a good 100%. Point. And so like market the problem, sell the solution. So your landing page should all be about the solution, or it should be partly about the problem.
The problem, yeah. Well, both. Like you lead with the problem, but you then pitch mm-hmm. the solution. So like okay. the problem is speaking to someone, especially when it comes to like an info product or an informational product or an ebook or something involved in like mm-hmm. affiliate marketing or work from home. Like, why are the people here? They're here because they have a problem. You have a common problem. So don't shy away from that problem. You want to tell people what that problem is, but then lead with the benefit of why you're going to fix that problem with your solution. You know, and the more, I think the more personal you can get on things like that, the better as well. Like I personally, think logically, put yourself, I always say this, but when you're building a landing page or any around any product, put yourself into the mind of the consumer. Like think of yourself as your buyer. People tend to forget to do that. Like, why are people going to buy your why? Let's take this internet marketing ebook. Why are people going to buy that? You know, why would you, as someone who was new to internet marketing 5 years ago, you know, I don't know your backstory, why would you want to buy that? So tell them about your problems and your journey and how you're passionate. And, you know, that's why I like the personal approach, because you can take a personal perspective and say, I'm passionate. I really want to save you time and money. I went through it. I don't want anyone else to go through it. I want to, you know, take you from 1 to 4 years in 2 weeks. Like that's where I would go. So yeah, that's always been a really good method is sell that problem and then market the problem, sell the solution is a great way. But keep the questions coming, guys. We're going to give away some free templates on this live. Alex is going to pick the best question. So there's no questions too small, no questions too complicated. Well, there might be, but yeah, keep answering the questions, guys. I'm here to help. Anything related to landing pages, conversion rate optimization, funnels, websites, all that good stuff.
Awesome. We have a note from Mike Harris. So he mentioned he hired you guys. So Mike is actually one of our students. So he said he's hired you guys for the landing pages, and he's happy, very happy with what you have delivered.
Amazing. Perfect. Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate your custom. That's brilliant. Cool.
And so he's asking, like, also, with the Shopify store, do you recommend sending straight to checkout page or cart page?
With a store, I would go, if you're a single product store, then there's 0 point for a cart. You just want to go straight to the checkout, cut those steps out. Because what you're doing is you're adding an additional step that's not needed. Like, we see this so many times, like, what is the point of a cart if you've only got one product? It's the same with these direct response sales pages when you're doing paid traffic. There's no point taking people to a cart because they don't know that there is a cart on your site, because you're sending them to a single product sales page, and then you're taking them to a cart and you're kind of confusing them and you're giving them an additional step. Every step or barrier or a brick that you can eliminate, the better your conversion rates are going to be. So 100%. If you're sending traffic to a store, I don't recommend you do that. But if you're sending traffic to a store and you've got multiple products, a cart is fine. But if you're sending traffic to a direct response sales page or to a single product store, then just get rid of the cart. It's just not needed. It's pointless.
Cool. Julian is asking, when you build a landing page for cold traffic, would you recommend building another landing page for warm traffic with a different offer?
Yes. I mean, again, this might be a better question for Alex, because Alex deals with the traffic side. But a lot of our clients, what they'll do is they'll build, say, one page for cold traffic, and then they'll build retargeting pages. And then for the kind of warm traffic, so people who've clicked your ads, they've seen your product, but they haven't bought yet. And all we do on the retargeting page, it doesn't need to be that different. Like the elements are still the same. It's just more often more social proof driven. So a lot more reviews, a lot more videos of people using your products. So it's just a little bit more, because you've already technically pre-sold them the product. They've already been to your page and seen what it's all about and what it does. They just haven't made that decision. So what really supports that decision well is social proof and videos. And Alex, I'm guessing you probably do similar in the ad side of things, you know, retarget with video reviews and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So the next question is, there are different strategies for pricing online courses. Have you split that the best converting price point for traffic coming in from ads?
No. So typically speaking, our kind of clients will deal with the price points and split testing. However, in my experience, what we've seen do quite well is 50%. So I don't know if, let me give you an example that's out. Okay. So again, really good friend of ours. I know we mentioned him already, but Tim Bird, if you go to timbird.com and you book his like consultancy package or anything that he does, so he'll do like a one-time price. And then he'll do a pay 50% now, pay 50% in 6 months. Those typically work for high ticket items. I don't know how much whoever's asking this question is selling their internet marketing course for, but those typically will work quite well. Internet marketers love a 9-7. They don't like a round number, which is crazy. So try like $97 or $597. But no, as far as pricing, that we kind of tend to leave that to our clients. But again, I would just test it. Like there's nothing wrong with testing different price points and seeing which converts the best. I don't personally have the data on that on an internet marketing product, no.
Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to see and learn live from some of the smartest minds in online advertising and in e-commerce and business, then I want to invite you for a private mastermind this July in Barcelona, where we'll have amazing experience together and we'll basically exchange the knowledge and we'll give you the feedback on your business and how you can scale it to the next level with what's working right now. So there should be a link in the description with all of the details for this event. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, helping you scale your business to the next level and meet you in person. And now let's get back to the podcast. Cool. So next question is from Sergio. So what's a good landing page speed and where to check the speed? I know you talked about this already, but I missed it.
Yeah, no, of course. Great question. So this, I can't state how important this is. This is so important, especially when you want to scale your ads to a big ad spend. You know, Alex will tell you, when you're looking at like 5, 10K, 20K plus a day, this is where this comes into play. So it's really important that you get this right. The best place to test is tools.pingdom.com. If you go to pingdom.com, you won't find this because it's not ready available on their site. They try and get you on a paid plan. But if you just go to tools.pingdom.com, that's probably the best checker. Or Google have a really good one to test your mobile. You can just Google PageSpeed Insights. All you do is copy and paste your URL in, and it will tell you how quickly on average your landing page loads. It'll also tell you how you can improve that load and how heavy your page is. Typically, the best way to optimize your page speed is clean validated code. So you want to make sure you've got a good programmer and also compressing your images and videos. So that's a really easy one you can do. As far as what's the average load speed or what should your load speed be, it's very hard when it comes to things like Shopify, because a lot of people want add-ons, additional add-ons, which are actually killing your conversion rates. But a lot of people will add additional add-ons, which adds to low speed. And again, this is why like things like ClickFunnels just aren't good when it comes to paid media or big spend, because they load so slow, because you imagine you've got all their software in the back end trying to load as well. So that's why it's not great. But the kind of standard speed you want to get for e-com is under 6 seconds. We try and get everyone under 6 seconds. For lead gen, it's around about 1 to 2 seconds, but you should be quicker. Like we can get e-com at like 1-2 seconds and lead gen under 1 second. But if you're loading over 6 seconds, I think you're losing a lot of money if you're doing big spend.
Cool, awesome. So how would you include, Matt is asking, how would you include social proof in a landing page, but on mobile? There's not much room on a mobile screen above the fold.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue, is trying to get everything that's important above the fold on mobile. When it comes to what is important, it's that value proposition. So it's a headline, basically. It's a couple of bullet points that are benefit-driven to support that headline. Call to action is the most important thing, of course. You need some form of button or call to action above the fold. And then maybe a product image as well. But we state as well and stress how important a testimonial is. If you can't fit it above the fold, don't lose sleep over it. It's not the worst thing in the world. I would just still have it supporting that button. So what I mean is still have your button and then just slightly below the fold, have your testimonial there. It's just important to get it as high up as possible. Is it more important than the call to action button? No. Is it more important than the headline? Probably not. But it's just having it support. You know, most people will scroll down slightly. So if you have it just underneath your button and then those buy buttons that I'm talking about, those trust buy buttons, that should be fine. If you can get it above the fold, great. But I wouldn't sacrifice things like your button or your headline just to get that testimonial and then just get it as high up as you can.
Cool. Julian is asking another question. Did you build landing pages for French market? Did you see the differences with the big four markets?
To be completely honest with you, so we don't offer copy or translation. So we will always, unless that content is provided, we have done pages for French speaking people and in the French language and French market. But what we normally do is we'll use English content and then the client will switch it to another language. So I can't sit here and say that we're experts in French landing pages. We're experts in landing pages and that doesn't matter what language it is. But the principles stay the same. Like that's what you have to kind of, there's a realization that it doesn't matter if you're doing a French market, a French product, a German product, a lead gen offer, a sales page, those principles across all those pages are what's most important. And those things, that's the things that we've touched on early on in here. And that's the things, if you go to Alex's YouTube channel, you'll see the video we did and we went over that in detail. But yeah, keep the questions coming, guys. Alex, I don't know how much time you've got, but I could do this all day. But yeah, keep the questions coming. We're going to pick a winner for the competition as well. We're going to give away some free landing page templates to one lucky person. So yeah, keep them coming.
Cool, awesome. Yeah, we have another question. So Terry is asking, have you used and do you have any thoughts on Kartra?
Yeah, we've integrated with Kartra. So we've integrated with Kartra, but we've integrated using static pages. So we haven't used their builder too much. We have in the past, I think for maybe 3 or 4 clients over the last year. We've heard really good things. Again, we just don't really tend to, it's not our bread and butter to build pages in landing page builders, just because they kind of, it's almost hypocritical because they go against our principles. We can't optimize things like Kartra fully. So it kind of just, you know, I wouldn't be doing justice to our team and our company if I sat here going, yeah, we build Kartra every day. It's landing page builders are great, because it just goes against what we kind of stand for, because we have the data, our clients have the data, and you'll never get better results than going fully custom. But you know, I've heard good things about Kartra. So yeah, I'm sure it's a great bit of software, but we're not experts in it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alina is asking, what are the biggest mistakes people make when designing landing pages?
Sure. Biggest mistakes that you make, we've kind of touched on. So one, I would say, is sending paid media to product pages or stores. You want to build those direct response sales pages, standalone sales pages for your products. They just convert probably 2-3x the product page and store page. So that's one big mistake. The other mistake we see is once you've proven a concept and you're trying to scale and you're using a page builder, you're just limiting yourself because of load speed and just the flexibility you have around that page. So that's another big mistake. A lot of people make the big mistake, as we touched on, in their copy, and go feature driven instead of benefit driven. So anyone now looking at your landing page and you see your titles and your product descriptions and stuff, if they're feature driven, just switch them to benefit driven. It will convert better. Another one we see quite a lot of, and this is quite funny, is not testing your pages on browsers. So there's tools out there. If you just Google like browser stack or browser shops, they have free trials, or you can use them for like 3 goes or something. Put your page URL in there and see how your page loads on different browsers. Like we've had instances where people are doing like massive paid media, like 50K a day traffic to a landing page. And we put their existing landing page through browser shops and their call to action buttons missing on a certain browser. And it's mad how much like browsers render your pages differently, especially like older versions. again, like people make a mistake when they're targeting older demographics. For example, like I'll give this example. We had a client who sells hearing aids and they target older people. Now, older people typically, annoyingly, will use old browsers. So, you know, some of them are still using things like Internet Explorer, which is crazy. But Internet Explorers and old versions of browsers do, because they don't know how to update them, they don't render pages the same way as like your Google Chrome would or your Safari would. So it's really important to check those kind of things as well, because forms will go off the page, buttons will be missing, like, and you're sending paid media to those campaigns. That's some of the mistakes that we kind of see quite a lot. Another big mistake we see in e-com is charging for shipping. So a lot of people will charge for shipping, but they won't even put that on the landing page. So let's say, for example, a low ticket item, like, I don't know, a book or something, and the book will be $10. And then when people go to the checkout, it's like plus $6 shipping, $16. And they'll get so much drop off on their cart because the shipping is almost as much as the product. So they, you know, people just won't buy it. So the way to conquer that, there's quite a few ways. One of the best ways is just to put that shipping cost into the price of the book. So just $16 for your book and then free shipping. But even better is to call it out on the landing page. So just say you have qualified for free shipping and make your product $16, and then just put a line item on your checkout that says shipping zero. So I would just never charge for shipping. There's just much better ways to do it than just having a shipping cost.
Awesome. So have you created, Dialect is asking, have you created many landing pages for book for others, for books for others? Do they usually sell directly on their landing page or via Amazon?
So we have created some. We haven't created too many. Like I say, we've had quite a few clients recently. This photography client sold a lot of photography books. I'm trying to think what other books we've done recently. We had a marketing guide that we sold for a huge mobile marketing company, Fortune 100 company. So we have done some pages that sell books. I can't stress how it doesn't matter whether it's a book, whether it's a phone, whether it's an Apple, like it doesn't matter. Like the principles remain the same. You still need social proof. You still need a clear value proposition. You need a strong call to action. You need to follow the ADA principle on your landing page. You need an FAQ. You need an FAQ section so people don't have to wonder what that question is. The answer's there in front of them. Like the principles don't change. You still need to optimize your load times. So it doesn't really matter what you're selling. I can't remember the second part of that question. Do they usually sell directly? Okay. Our clients do sell directly, but we also do make pre-sale landers for Amazon. The only difference is the checkout. So on the pages whereby we sell the book directly, you obviously just add to a checkout and you check out. When you sell on Amazon, you just do a click through to an Amazon page and you sell on Amazon. So it's neither there or here or there. Obviously, there is a lot of trust associated with Amazon. So sometimes that conversion rate on a low ticket item can be better because on something like a book, because people trust Amazon. So they trust buying through Amazon. But I don't own a book or sell a book myself. So I would just split test that, like just have a cart on the back end and sell your book directly and then see what the conversion rates are versus taking a click through to Amazon. I'm not entirely sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So Eve is asking, what are your thoughts on having a hero image at the top, which generally takes up valuable space, good or not?
Yeah, good. Yeah. You need some form of image of the product or someone using the product. And it doesn't have to take up too much real estate. So if, again, like I'm trying to see where I am on the screen. Okay, so you imagine this, the above the fold on a landing page. Typically speaking, the best layout is ahead, so left side of the page. I hope I'm doing this right. Is this my left side? Because I don't know if the camera's reversed or not. Okay, so left side of the page is a headline, a subheadline, bullet points that are benefit driven, and then a testimonial. And then the right side of the page is where you put your product image or a picture of someone using the product, and then a call to action button with those payment buttons seals underneath. So left-hand side is for all your kind of text and your bullet points. And then right-hand side is product image, call to action, and the payment sales. And make sure you've got that testimonial as well. And then sometimes you can put some scarcity on the top, like a little a banner. I would never do the old school, like, big red banner, countdown timer, like, rush my order. Like, those days are kind of gone, and go against terms and services and stuff. But you can still make some subtle scarcity above the fold. But yes, it is important. Also, videos do really well. If you don't have the real estate to put a video above your fold, and sometimes normally we wouldn't really do it because obviously of load time and because it takes up a lot of real estate. So what we do is you've got your call to action button that might say, get mine now. And then let's say that's in red on a white background. Next to it, you put a smaller button that's inversed. So it's a white button with a red background that says like watch video. And then you just serve it in a modal so you can load it externally, and people can click to watch it if they want to.
Okay, cool. So it's okay, got it. So people can make like a choice.
Yes, exactly. Like it's there if they want, but it loads in a modal once you've clicked it. So it doesn't affect your load speed. And also it's inverse. So your call to action button is still that dominant color. It's still that focus. But if people do want to watch a video on it, it's not like taking up all that real estate. It's not taking up the load speed. It's just there in a nice little modal.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. So Giz is asking, like, how many days or how many visitors per landing page do you need in order to know which landing page works the best when you do the A-B split?
It all comes down to data. It all comes down to how much traffic you're driving. Like, that's an impossible question to answer because obviously one person might be driving $100,000 a day worth of traffic and one person might be doing $100. So, you know, one day is very different to 20 weeks if you're doing 100. But it all comes down to data. I would say normally, you know, again, we don't sit on the traffic side, and Alex, you might be able to answer this better, but like I would say maybe at least 10,000 clicks on each page to have enough data to see which one converts the best. You're wise to do A/B testing. Split testing is definitely good if you can afford to have those pages built or you can build them yourselves. And then once you've done that split test and find out which control wins, that's when you want to do some multivariate testing as well. But you just need to get enough data. Like 100 clicks on each page is not enough data.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And we have a few more questions. And then we'll announce the winner.
Yes, you need to pick a winner. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. So which apps do you see the most improvement from for conversions? Matt is asking.
Yeah, and again, this is quite a... it's quite a weird subject because a lot of people will utilize apps, and there's nothing wrong with apps. Like, they're really cool. They're really good, especially if you don't program. They serve a purpose. But again, kind of like those page builders, they're very clunky. They tend to be very clunky. They tend to be not very well coded. They tend to add to that load speed. And they actually, in the long run, if you're scaling your campaigns and doing big traffic, like let's pay in mind, like we work with everyone from your person who's doing organic traffic and has 100 hits a day to the person who's spending 100,000K a day on paid traffic. So we work with everyone. Mm-hmm. But when you're getting to that level where you're spending a lot of money on traffic, apps can have a negative effect because they will add to that low speed. Sometimes they'll be buggy, they'll be poorly coded. So I'd be careful on which apps you choose. The ones that we see have the biggest uplift are things like bundles. So if you can have an app that creates bundles on your sites, upsells to increase that AOV. So something like Zipify one-click upsell, post-purchase upsells. But to be honest with you, like we always used to preach post-purchase upsells, but we're doing some really cool stuff at the moment with pre-purchase upsells, which is whereby someone will add the product to cart and then there'll be a little modal that'll come up and say, hang on a sec, you can get like the family pack ad now. So that's even more kind of precedent right now because of what's going on. And like I say, like bundles and volume works right now. So always bundle. But yeah, things like one-click upsell, Zipify, Bold app works really well. The bundle apps work really well. Yotpo serves a purpose. So it's like your reviews and testimonials. But again, if you can hard code them, I would, because it's going to load quicker and be a lot better. But I understand if you've got that many reviews and you want to keep them refreshed, obviously something like that is good. And if you can't develop, but yeah, even things like, I mean, it's hard because things like heat map scripts and apps work okay, but things like even like Hotjar will add like 2-3 seconds to your load time. So it's just not worth it in the long run. Like you're better off just optimizing for speed. I can't like you've probably heard me say it 100 times now, like page speed is so important when you get to a certain level. So yeah, I would just be careful with the amount of apps. Like Social Proof's good. Things like UseProof or ProofSource. Again, go to internetmarketingdeals.com. There's an amazing annual deal on ProofSource, which is a great social proof app that will just come up in the corner and says, Dave just purchased, Bill just purchased. Those kind of tools like help. But a lot of this stuff you can do in static code anyway. And that's the way we would recommend. But yeah, just be careful. Just don't overdo your apps because it will kill your conversions.
Cool. Ali is asking, what language do you use to code landing pages?
Again, we will typically like cater towards whatever our customer wants. The kind of standard is HTML, CSS. It's just as raw as possible. And then we'll integrate an API on the back end, whether it's like an ESP or whether we're using something like a standalone CRM, like Limelight CRM or Connective CRM or, you know, one of these kind of CRMs. Then obviously, you know, we do integrate with Shopify. So we'll build pages dynamically into your Shopify theme. So you'll have like access to edit all the details on the back. So yeah, it's normally like HTML, CSS. We can obviously, you know, any version of Bootstrap, we can code PHP if needs be. But it's all about, you know, like on the landing page, it's the same on the back end, like keep it simple, stupid, like as raw as possible, you'll get the best results. So yeah.
Cool. And I think that would be the last question. So Terry is asking, do you create landers specific to the traffic source or method? For example, would you do a different lander for paid traffic versus SEO, or even deeper, a different lander for Pinterest versus Facebook versus Instagram?
Yeah, good question. Great question. So we tend to deal with paid traffic. That's like our kind of baby. Like we will create landing pages, websites that are conversion rate focused. And that's when we don't do the SEO, but that's when obviously organic and SEO is really important. When it comes to organic, I wouldn't ever optimize a landing page for organic traffic, just because anyone who knows SEO knows that you need regular content, you need fresh content, you need lots of content, like content, quality content, obviously quality over quantity when it comes to SEO, but you do need regular content. So that's why like a landing page doesn't really rank that well. So if you want to go after SEO traffic, that's when you need to build like authority sites. They work really well. So just make sure that you have a 4 or 5 page website, but make sure you have a blog and make sure you're updating the blog with quality content. But the one thing that people miss, they think they can just throw out content and it's going to convert, but that's where you get it wrong. Like you need to remove all distractions. So when you have a blog, treat it the same as a landing page. So in your sidebar widgets, you don't want like relative articles, comments. You just want the call to action. Like what do you want these people who are reading this blog to then go and do, like link to your form or link to your product? It's the same on the outer blog, like have every third widget or it isn't a relative blog, it's a call to action that goes off to your offer. So you still need to optimize that SEO site. When it comes to paid traffic, yes, if you have budget, different things work on different traffic sources. For example, pre-sales and advertorials work very good on native, whereas typically on Facebook and Google, you can send people straight to a sales page. But people like to be pre-sold on native because they're coming from a native experience. So if you imagine on native, you're typically reading content. You're on a blog or you're on a website where it's content driven, and then you get to the bottom and you see these like, oh, related articles, my 10 top tips for blah, blah, blah. And you click through. And then if you're taken straight to a sales page, it doesn't really convert as well as sending them to another advertorial that pre-sells your sales page. The sales page can be typically the same. You might want to make it a little bit more interactive and image driven if you're going on native, but the advertorial is the important part when it comes to native. We find that converts a lot better, especially on lead gen, is doing that kind of pre-sale step. But Facebook, Google, you just need a high quality direct response sales page or highly focused targeted kind of conversion page for your lead gen stuff.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I think, I mean, so much value, so much good, like, you know, information. Just from this, you know, if people take this information and apply it, I mean, this will make like huge difference, you know, to their metrics. So, I think we'll choose a winner now.
Yes, so let's do it. I've
had actually like few people have asked like good questions. So now I'm just like deciding like, you know, who, you know, who to choose.
Who's the lucky winner?
We had like one question which I liked a lot, and it was like very specific.
So don't forget, guys, we're giving away our landing page templates. Me and Alex have done a video before in the AdRockstar group, so make sure you go to Alex's YouTube and look that up, because it's kind of breaks down in detail what we've been talking about. So there's conversion principles. We go into real detail about exactly what should be on your landing page and stuff. But hopefully we've got a winner now to win these templates.
Because the feed is constantly like moving.
Yeah. So,
but I guess I got the name. It's David Woodington. So it was one of the first David Woodington. It was like one of the first questions, and it was like very specific. I think I don't know if we will be able to see it. Like with
The variations on the split test. Was that his question?
It was like very good. Like I remember, like it's like very specific. So David, you here? Like if you are here, like just type something in the comments.
Yeah, give us a shout. Also, just if you are watching this or you've got the replay, just send me an inbox message, David, and I'll send you those templates over. Well done, that's brilliant.
Cool, awesome. Thanks, man. I mean, it's amazing information. And very like actionable. So do you have any kind of like, so the landing page guides on YouTube, you said?
Yeah. So if people want to like learn a bit more about landing pages and conversion rate optimization, of course, Alex's group is amazing. And hopefully I'm going to blag him to do some more lives and more Ask Me Anythings in the future. But make sure you go to Alex's YouTube, because there's a video of us two going into real detail about landing page optimization. But you can also head on over to Landing Page Lab. That's L-A-B, landingpagelab.com. You'll be redirected to our Facebook group where we just talk about conversion rates. We just talk about landing pages. We get a bit obsessed with it, but we get some great results. You can also check out our YouTube by going to youtube.com and typing in landing page guys, or just go to landingpageguys.com and all these links are in the footer.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome, man. Yeah.
Terry's watching at 2:30 a.m. in Australia. I love that. He said, I'm glad I stayed up for the live. Awesome. Well done, Terry.
Oh, man. Awesome. I think the recording will be there, but I mean, yeah, it's like when you listen and when you get like direct, you know, kind of like answer for your question, it's like very like, you know, you perceive information much better.
I totally agree. Yeah. I love doing the Ask Me Anything. 100%.
Cool. I announced, David is, David is the winner, so he'll get in touch. Thank you. Was amazing.
Thank you, as always. Yeah.
I always learn something from you. Some of the things that, you know.
That's cool. That's amazing. I really appreciate it. Hopefully, even since your last one, you've implemented some of the stuff and the conversion rates are going through the roof.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for, you know, jumping on this.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And thanks for everyone who's saying thank you. That's really, really all worthwhile.
All right. Yeah. Dalek is also from Australia. So we have a lot of Australian guys. We have Rafa from Germany.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining the call. Oliver, I'll see you around.
Cheers, guys.
I think we'll do more of these.
Yes, please do. Encourage Alex to do more. Cheers, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.